Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ash and Conrad with your 8 a.m. Deadlines.
In local news, Director General of Queensland Health, David Rosgren, is under scrutiny as the lack of legally required First Nations members on free hospital service boards is blamed for unscheduled vacancies, despite forced or known advance departures of service. After the Queensland State Budget hearing took place, there have been accusations regarding a lack of Indigenous representation in recent policy decisions, resulting in the push being dubbed Project Invisibility. Rosgren deflected, saying, quote, "There is an active recruitment campaign that is nearing an end to identify appropriate replacements for those unscheduled vacancies that exist on the board structure." Queensland Health has yet to provide a response or clarification of Rosgren's comments. Instead, Chris Afuli's government has said its focus is primarily on practical projects that deliver tangible outcomes for First Nations communities.
Hundreds of households have left Queensland social housing after a tenancy review of 46,210 households resulted in 359 leaving in the last year. Last year, the government announced that it would review tenants' eligibility and rentals for social housing annually. While the review did result in hundreds leaving social housing programs, the review has also decreased the rents of thousands of households who were paying more than a quarter of their income. Of the 359 who left the program, 76 owned property or had income above $80,000. Another 143 public housing recipients are undergoing ongoing investigation for owning property.
In national news, as the halfway point approaches for the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow, it seems Australia's gold rush did not end in 1890, as Aussie athletes dominated with 9 golds between gymnastics and the pool division. This Commonwealth Games has been a historic blitz for Aussies, with a total of 74 gold, 74 silver, and 74 bronze, resulting in a total of 222 medals so far across the games. Go Aussie, like, come on.
Australia has displaced China as the dominant leader and infrastructure investor across the Pacific, with billions of dollars invested into the region through both foreign aid and loans. Australia has maintained its position as by far the largest aid donor in the region, with federal government providing around 37% of all development spending across the Pacific. Riley Duke, author of the Lowy Institute Pacific Aid Map, said that the latest data is a striking shift, stating, quote, "Historically, this has been an area very much dominated by China. Beijing has built a lot of relationships and influence through these big loan finance infrastructure deals. It's significant that Australia seems to have crowded out China in this space."
In international news, a 6.8 magnitude earthquake hit Japan on the 28th of July, yesterday. The quake struck Kumamoto region on the main island of Kyushu, leaving 45,000 homes without power. Local news reports that between 30 to 40 people are unaccounted for at a mall, which collapsed. Hundreds of people were evacuated ahead of the collapse, luckily. A number of people are also missing at a factory in the town of Yatsushiro, where collapsed smokestacks have made search and rescue difficult. Prime Minister Sanae Takachi has spoken to the media, saying, quote, "We are still assessing the extent of injuries and property damage, but I have been informed that there have already been several injuries." Send your love to Japan in these trying times.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy. It's currently 14 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.